How you doing, my friends? This is Alex Pardo, and you're listening to episode 349 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is up? What is up? We got another episode today on the Flip Empire Show, and I'm excited to share with you some different things that I have been hearing over and over from some, you know, trusted people, people that I highly respect and who have very, very successful teams and operations. And these are things, have you ever heard of something or seen something just over and over? And I don't know if it's my reticular activating system or, but these things continue to pop up, and yet we are not leveraging, we haven't implemented. These are things I'm going to share with you that, again, I've been hearing about recently, but we have yet to implement, and we will be. So again, just want to be totally upfront, transparent. I cannot share. In most cases, I'm delivering content on this podcast of different things that we are doing. I'm sharing things that are working. I'm sharing things that are not working. In this particular case, these are things that it's on the list to implement, and we have yet to do it. So I'm not speaking out of experience, but from several people that I have spoken to, these are things that you can now implement in your business. And it's at least, at the very minimum, worth a test. But from what I'm hearing, it's working extremely well. So the first thing, and again, these are three things I'm going to cover. The first is pretty simple. A lot of us have heard about ringless voicemails. Here's my public service announcement, my kind of CYA type of deal. I'm not an attorney. Consult with an attorney, because ringless voicemails, there could be some compliance issues and that you could be breaking the law. I would never, ever, ever advise you to break the law. Don't do that. Bad idea. However, having said that, I do know several people that, depending on their market, use ringless voicemails or sly broadcast, things of that nature. So it's at your discretion. Consult with an attorney. But I know several people who, most people I know, use ringless voicemails to target homeowners. The cost per lead is extremely cheap. You're sending out these ringless voicemails at pennies. So it's a very, very cheap marketing channel to deploy and generate leads, and it works. But there's, you know, like I said, proceed with caution. Now, what I recently heard was that, I know a couple of people that are successfully leveraging ringless voicemails to contact agents and essentially getting pocket listings. So getting properties before they hit the MLS. And so they're not just using ringless voicemails to generate seller leads, but they're also doing it to bring in deals from agents, which I thought was pretty cool. So think about how you can use ringless voicemails or SMS marketing. Most people just think to use it for sellers, but they could be used for buyers. They could be used for lenders, for agents, really for anybody. Again, I almost didn't even want to share this, because depending on where you are in the country, you know, it could be very gray, or it could just be very black and white. This is not one of those things we are going to be leveraging, just because here in South Florida, it's a little gray, but I personally know of some people who have, who have just been, like, their records have been subpoenaed, and it's just more headache than I think it's worth, but it is effective and it does work. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the last two have to do with Facebook. And again, we haven't tried these yet, but it's definitely on the list, is going into the Facebook marketplace to sell your deals. So Facebook has a thing called Marketplace, and I'm not 100% sure how it works, because honestly, I've only been in there once or twice, but I think there may or may not be a section about real estate or things that are for sale. Go in there and see if you can advertise or market some of your properties for cash buyers. So Facebook Marketplace, and here's kind of part 2B, is I know people who have gone in and have bought Facebook groups that have large followings and large audiences. So I know people who have bought Facebook groups in different industries. One particular guy bought a real estate investing Facebook because he is in the process of developing a product, and he already has a built-in audience and he bought it pretty cheap actually. So one thing you could do is think about the people you want to get in front of. So whether it's homeowners, whether it's private lenders, business owners, potential cash buyers, think about whatever category or people you want to target, and then reach out to the admins of, you know, so two things. Look for the Facebook groups that have large audiences, but it's not just about quantity. It's also about quality. Join the group and look and see if it's an engaged group. Look and see if there's a lot of interaction, if there's a lot of posts, if there's a lot of comments, a lot of likes, things of that nature. Because that's kind of the holy grail. If you first identify the people you want to get in front of, go out and find the popular Facebook groups that have a large audience, large following, and that also have a lot of engagement. If you can purchase those, if you can purchase those, bingo, you have a built-in audience. Now you can start to, you know, obviously you want to lead with adding value first, but you could potentially do some business there, whether it's selling your deals, connecting with lenders, connecting with agents. Maybe you have, you have built-in buyers already. You already have an audience that, in many cases, guys, it takes people years to build large audiences and large followings. So that's the second one. And the third one is using, leveraging Facebook Live. So I have a good buddy of mine who, multiple times a week, he is creating Facebook Lives. And the four E's that he shared with us is, the four E's of social media. You want to engage, you want to entertain, you want to educate, and you want to empower. And the big one there that he said of the four E's, entertain, you have to grab people's attention. So your ability to entertain them, make them smile, make them laugh is what, you know, when he looks at the stats and the metrics of the people that stay on his videos, he's got a very high engagement rate. Not just engagement rate, but people stick through the video because he captures their attention, he holds their attention, he entertains them. And while he's doing all that, he's educating them, he's empowering them. And so, you know, he has gotten a lot of referrals and has closed several deals this year just by being very consistent and proactive with putting out Facebook Live videos. So for those of you who fix and flip, you know, it could be simple as walking somebody through your rehab, showing them the neighborhood, the exterior of the house, talking about how you got the deal. Again, always think about how you can entertain them. For some people, that's a lot easier than for others. And then walk them through the rehab, what you're doing, educate them, empower them. And then when people engage with you in these videos, make sure that you interact with them. The worst thing you could do is have somebody comment on one of your videos and you don't even get back to them. And then what they're doing, to take it a step further, is they're now taking these Facebook videos, they're uploading them to YouTube, and it's getting them ranked higher from an SEO perspective. So a lot you can do with Facebook Live videos. Admittedly, I haven't done a whole lot of these videos, but between those three things, whether it's the ringless voicemails, just find out, consult with an attorney, be cautious. The second thing is buying Facebook groups that have a large audience and that there's a lot of engagement. And the third thing is Facebook Lives. Those are three things that we haven't yet done. And we're probably going to be testing out and doing one of the Facebook ones, probably be starting with looking at groups that we can acquire. So let me know. I would love to, I'd love to engage with you, find out, let me know if any of these connects with you in any way. And if it does, and you decide to implement it, I would love to hear how it turned out for you. So my friend, I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning into this episode. And I'm looking forward to some of the shows I have coming up here. They're going to be straight fire. Talk to you soon. Take care. This show is sponsored by Ascend, our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show, but we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.